Of course, I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe it's at breakfast time, lunchtime, dinner time, supper time. Are they interchangeable? Dinner, supper? Maybe you haven't eaten yet. Maybe you've just had a snack, or maybe it's just a coffee and a cookie and a biscuit or something like that. Why am I talking about food? Because I'm talking about feedback and how you should gobble up the feedback. It was contrived, I know, but heck, it's episode 929. Give me a break. You should gobble up the feedback to help you cope with any mic fright next time. As I kind of mentioned yesterday, when you finish a studio session, you've got to feel good about yourself, feeling good about yourself, reviewing what happened and how perhaps you can change the situation for next time, how you can change your thought processes for next time, how you can prepare better for next time, will give you more confidence for next time when the mic light live goes on. Constructive debrief is all part of the plan and prepare, execute and reflect and evaluate feedback loop. Listen back to episode 629 for more on this. And such a post-performance review, by the way, never use the word post-mortem. It's got so many negative connotations, hasn't it? A post-performance review is most practically held just after the show or the session, but be aware that it could therefore be emotionally laden, in which case postpone it till the next day. Something's gone disastrously wrong. Sometimes it may be best just to step away, take a breath, give it an hour, control your feelings, get ready not to point fingers in certain directions, and work out exactly what you can say to be constructive rather than destructive. And you can discuss what went well and why, and how you create that for another time, or what could have gone better, how something can be avoided in the future. Some things may be out of your control. The director giving you duff advice, a studio engineer always pressing the wrong button or not putting up your mic in time, those kinds of things you may not be able to control. But your reaction to what has happened that was somebody else's fault, you can control. So you can tell yourself that, and also you can look at other things that you can control as well. Maybe you didn't read the script or the directions clearly enough or well enough or often enough. Maybe you didn't practice that character voice to get it down to a T when you were asked for it. Now, it may be that such feedback is really, really informal. Not so much a meeting, but a passing comment by a colleague in the corridor. Step away from those people who you know aren't going to be constructive, but find instead someone who knows how to give honest but polite ideas on how to improve. Constructive feedback. Improve your strengths, reduce your weaknesses, and thereby increase your confidence. We're back tomorrow with another episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.